This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, another Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. Seems like the time goes so quickly, Michael. It was just moments ago that we did last week's countdown. Every week we're here, 52 weeks a year, with the charts for the week. This happens to be the first week of May 2018. We'll go through all the stories and the people. There are 10 in each list that are culled by the folks at Talkers Magazine who study the talk radio programs, the hosts, stations that are doing this formatically. There are always lots of things to talk about. So let's first start here with our review of the lists. May we do that, Michael?
Let's get to it. This is the meat of the issue. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and we have those NBA playoffs. At number 9, the White House Correspondents' Dinner and the Southwest Air window incident. They tied at number 9. A couple of stories at number 8, the Trump doctor story and the Iowa abortion law. At number 7, way overplayed, but talked about extensively, the Kanye West comments. I mean, what he said.
Slavery. It was a choice.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that he said it as if this guy were the Pope or the President or somebody important. So he said something controversial. I was going to say stupid, but that would be stupid of me to say what he said was stupid. So let's just say it's controversial, although I might be thinking it was stupid. Right. And number 6, Charlie Rose scandal, which has intensified, and the Tom Brokaw allegations. At number 5, the North-South Korea talks. At number 4, border security and the caravan asylum seekers. At number 3, now we're getting into important stuff, the Stormy Daniels case.
Right.
At number 2, the Iran nuclear deal. And number 1, the Trump Russia investigation. The people on the survey: number 10, comedian Michelle Wolf. At number 9, Tom Brokaw. Number 8, the doctor Harold Bornstein. Number 7, the important Kanye West. At number 6, the beleaguered Charlie Rose. At number 5, the not to be forgotten Mitch McConnell. At number 4, we have Benjamin Netanyahu.
Well, I can't just forget him, thanks.
I can't come up with any more of these nicknames. At number 4, the feisty Benjamin Netanyahu and the mercurial Emmanuel Macron. At number 3, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, a woman of the world, Stormy Daniels, and Michael Cohen, figure of mystery. Robert Mueller is number 2, and a man of his word, a man of truth, justice, and the American way. At number 1, we have Donald Trump. How's that?
That's great. Get your tongue out from between your cheeks, and we'll move along.
Get my foot out from inside my mouth.
Right. All right. So the items here often beg further commentary. Michael and I do enjoy talking about the nuances of the format, what's going on with the stations and the hosts, and a little gossip here and there. I thought it was interesting looking at number 10, Michelle Wolf. Most people didn't know who she was. So in a way, as much as she was criticized this week, it was genius because nobody knew who she was before, and now lots of people are talking about her, even if it's in a negative way. Although I did see some postings from liberal sorts that thought she was great and needed to be said and blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with that at all. I thought it was interesting. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was a target of this woman, Wolf, said that she hoped Ms. Wolf would find happiness, referencing the nasty, angry way that she presented herself at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You and I have been to a number of those. I stopped going as I didn't get invited or I didn't care, or maybe both.
Or the only reason you went was because you were invited and it was an easy ticket.
You never
would have gone otherwise. Nah. I mean, there are people that would give their lives, to go to that thing. They go through. They spend their entire year finagling and
conniving
to get to go to that as if it's important. And then there are those who go because they know somebody who has a ticket. Yeah. And then there are those who our members and buy the tickets.
Yeah.
I've been to three or four of them.
Yeah.
And I specifically decided I never want to go to this thing again.
What happened that made you think that way?
I just hate it. I watching all of these journalists operate in a situation that harkened back in my memory to my days in Hollywood in the 70s in the music business, and the phoniness and the glitz and the glamour and the showbiz aspect, it reminded me too much of it, and it kind of made me ill that...
Phony baloney is what I...
Exactly, exactly.
Phony baloney, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Much ado about nothing, the blogs and the things that people are saying, folks closing down, becoming very emotional about it. Come on. The only thing I'm convinced of is that this woman used the opportunity to be as outrageous as she could, because the old expression, don't care what you say about me, make sure you spell my name right, W-O-L-F. Isn't there a radio station with those call letters? W-O-L-F, the wolf.
There probably is. But I think that what she did was fair. I think it's wrong to have the dinner to begin with.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong to have a comedian making fun of people sitting on the dais. It's not Dean Martin's celebrity roast. If you ever want to see a real funny roast there on YouTube with some of the best comedians of the time. These are people that are government workers. These are journalists. It's never done tastefully or right, but I don't blame Michelle Wolf for doing what she was paid and hired to do, or you know.
They get paid for that?
I don't know if they get paid. They probably don't.
Right.
But they get a free meal, and they get about $1 million worth. Hey, look, when I found out that people were paying to sing at the halftime of the Super Bowl, or at least were being asked to pay, I mean, pay for play, I wouldn't be surprised if they paid to...
Well, there are a lot of radio programs, a lot of hosts who pay to be on the radio. I mean, this is not something new. There are people who buy television time, the PBS, those specials with those doctors that are trying to help. They say they're helping you eat better and live longer. Those are the biggest frauds, and PBS will take anybody's money. They charge them $45,000 for an hour's worth of time, so they hawk their crap, and the money goes to the coffers of the local stations, and actually they're experts at that.
There are so many frauds and scams that take place in this particular era that you don't even know what to believe anymore. Not that this has not always been the case. There have been snake oil salesmen all the way back, you know, to the snake, which was one of the first biblical characters. So this goes back a long way, but there also seemed to be more of a sense of pride among certain professions. Broadcasters had a certain pride. Lawyers had a certain pride. Doctors had a certain...
rules.
Right.
Rules.
Yeah, ethics and you know,
morals,
what looks
standards.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore, at least not on the level it used to. And that's unfortunate, because it just feels like we're awash in scams. You know, big companies that you turn to for, you know, a certain amount of stability and trust, they're scamming you. Your banks are scamming you. The oil companies are scamming you. Your insurance companies scamming you. The big companies you buy stuff from, you know, the major, I'm not going to say any names, but just the major companies out there, and the scams are so transparent. All of these coupons are scams. All of these rewards clubs are scams. All of these buy one and get two free things are scams. All of these, our big sale ends tonight at midnight, don't miss out, are scams. It's endless.
Endless.
Endless scams.
All right, we'll end our conversation there for a moment whilst we talk about other things that help keep this program on the air. The folks at MyPillow guarantee that you're going to love the pillow that you buy from them, or the pillows, let's make it plural, because they're all over the place, and 50% off is not a bad deal. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. If you're in need of new pillows, and pretty much everybody is, if you keep pillows around for a year or more, they're loaded with mites and dust and things that you don't even want to think is crawling in and out of your nose and your mouth and your ears at night while you're asleep. Ooh, yuck. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get two brand new premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off the original price. It's made 100% cotton, machine washable. You dry it in the machine. Made here in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty. And yes, in 60 days, if you don't like it, you send it back. Available in medium or firm, these pillows are patented, filled with a fill that you have never felt before in any pillow. It will not go flat. All right? Become a valued customer. Get in on their list. Free shipping for a lot of the things, the mattresses that you can buy, anything to do with sleep, you get at MyPillow.com. And you get it at half price if you use the promo code DJV. So if you're in need of a new mattress, you need a new bed for your dog. I have a new dog coming, Michael, going to pick him up today. Cool. So I'm going to go get one of these dog pillows. Great. This is wonderful. And bed toppers they have, all kinds of things that are especially good. You're able to buy MyPillow Pet Bed same way. All of the stuff, 50% off. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
What's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a focus on talk radio, news talk radio especially, charts that they develop every week. I'm eager to hear what you have to say about Kanye West. That's number 7 this week. Good copy, good conversation, or is he just a clown? Kanye the clown.
Kanye is a very wealthy, lucky clown.
He is a lucky guy.
Yeah, he says things without thinking. He has that far
perfect
far
for much, talk radio. Yay!
He has far too much attention paid to him,
yeah.
Because he's such a celebrity and I guess a talented guy. Too much importance is attached to his words. This is something that people should have just said. Ooh, what a dummy!
Yeah,
and that's
well,
the end of it.
Didn't Obama call him a jackass once?
I don't know, but if he did, he's right.
Yeah. So, but there are a lot of jackasses in the world, and they...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest movements. It's one of the largest growing movement in the world today.
The jackass movement.
Oh, yeah. The National Association of Jackasses is flourishing.
Uh-huh. Right. Let's see. How do we do this? National Association, N-A-J-A.
J-A.
National Association of Jackasses.
Yeah.
NAJA. Got it.
Those Naja guys,
they're
spreading like wildfire.
21 after the hour on the countdown.
You have have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour. Doug and Michael on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of May 4th, or ending on Friday the 4th of May. You know, I would really like to get your take on something that enrages me. The continuing focus on Trump as a bad guy. Everything he does is horrible. There's nobody worse. He's Satan. The devil in disguise, if you will, and the profiteer in chief, with a focus on some things that I saw this week that basically are shaped around a proposition that Trump benefits directly, like the cash goes right into his money from all the hotels where people who are going to Washington or wherever else to do business stay in a Trump hotel. Trump facilities. Trump is not always the manager, not always the owner. Sometimes they just pay him for his name because it has heretofore been a draw. But for someone to come out and suggest that he's put $2 million in his pocket because of money spent at hotels by the Republican National Committee or other committees or business people is sheer petty nonsense. And so to have this appear as if it were true is one of the many things, the way that the news media twists and turns facts around. Have they spent $2 million? Yeah, probably. Maybe more than that, staying at Trump hotels. But $2 million doesn't go to Donald Trump. In fact, I would, you know, this is a business, and there, all of it goes to the bottom line, whatever percentage he gets for using his name on hotels. But doesn't that kind of stuff bother you, Michael, or am I the only one who gets annoyed by this sort of thing?
Well, I get annoyed by one-sided news.
Okay.
I don't know if I specifically agree with what you're saying per the distortion involved in saying that Donald Trump benefits by a certain amount of money coming into companies that bear his name.
Right.
Because ultimately he benefits by it one way or the other.
Yeah.
So that's not the thing. But what bothers me is the bad strategy of the media that is totally hell-bent on bringing him down without ever showing a more clear and balanced picture of the consequences of Trump's presidency. So I think that bothers me. But what also bothers me, on behalf of all the people who put their confidence in Trump, and on behalf of myself, who tries to point out the good things that he does as well as the bad, he irritates me for constantly shooting himself in the foot and giving his critics so much unnecessary right. ammunition by his nature.
He is his nature. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know,
it's so distracting. Where's the enemy?
Yeah. He's the cause of the injustice against him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's nuts, but it does go on. And so one wonders.
Do you believe this whole Giuliani thing? I mean, if guys in New York,
the two of them will last in a paper bag about 3 seconds because they're both egomaniacs. Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump are a mixture from hell.
It's crazy. If this happened in your company, if you had a lawyer who went on television and talked about you, you'd go nuts. Yeah. Talk about jackasses. Mm-hmm. You know what these guys have for brains?
It's amazing. Oh. It really is. It's just the distortion, Michael. That's you gut what I was trying. The point I was trying to make, you gut. We've been around together long enough, so when I say something, there's an innuendo attached to it. You get it, and likewise when you say something. I don't really much care about some of this stuff, except that it's used in an exaggerated fashion, and Trump keeps feeding them, and then wonders why the news media is awful. Well, it's awful in part because you're feeding them this crap, and they are happy to go for it because it sells, gets people to watch the TV, listen, that's what it's about. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Nori, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doug, get on the right page. Radio plays at 34 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the Michael Harrison interview, which we'll talk about in a few moments. I want to spend some time. We are at, well, we bounce around here. Sometimes we talk about all the stories, sometimes we don't. Charlie Rose and Tom Brokaw together at number 6 on the story platform at Talkers this week. I wonder, as I look at this, the proposal for Charlie Rose to interview all of the men who have been accused of sexual malfeasance as some sort of a way to get himself back into... I don't know if you've ever met Charlie Rose. I only came across him once, Michael, and I didn't like him when I came across him. Not that that's either here or there, although I have a pretty good sense you do too. I think when you do this for a living, you become pretty sensitive to what people are all about. When you talk to folks for a living, you're around them, watch their body language, and just kind of listen to what they say. It's one of the reasons that we try to develop our listening skills, because you can hear a lot in people, in the nuance of people's tone. So I affix their names to a guy named Al Giordano, who runs, he's apparently some kind of a journalist who runs a school of authentic journalism, and he invites every year, he's a Democrat, he works with people on the left, He has a newsletter called the Narco News Bulletin. He's lived in Mexico for a long time, and he has his school down there. He invites about 20 applicants to attend a journalism training course down there. And
I knew him. You just triggered the
Narco. I thought I knew him.
Thing.
Yeah.
He used to be in the old days, I live in Massachusetts. He was on the radio in Western.
Is it the same guy? That's what I was saying.
The Narco News thing rings a bell that after he left radio, he was putting out this weird newsletter called the Narco. Yeah. That rings a bell. I think it's the same guy. So we're talking my knowledge of him where I knew him. We weren't friends, and I don't think we ever met in person. We talked on the phone a couple of times, was back about 20 years ago.
Well, there's a fellow in Philadelphia named Dom.
Yeah, Dom is not to be confused. Dom is
not to be confused at all with this guy. Right, he's certainly on the right, and this guy, Al, is on the left.
And he's a Boy Scout.
Who is Dom?
Dom.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. 100% a Boy Scout. It doesn't look like Al Giordano is. He apparently, according to some of the women that are going to these courses, has acted out of place. How's that for being tactful? And the reason I bring it up is because there's so much of this stuff. Why at this point don't people get this, the, I don't know if it's hypocrisy, the reality of any of these things? Is it just that you can't control yourself? I don't get how people are not conscious of it. It's in your face every single day.
What are you talking about? Bad behavior?
I'm talking about the harassment of women and guys who think they can stick their hands any place they want to and have no repercussions. What the hell is the matter with you?
I mean, that's an old story.
Yeah, it is, but yet people are still doing it.
Well, they don't realize that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Some of them are not fully evolved to understand their actions. One against the backdrop of just simple good versus bad, and then two, the backdrop against current norms. There's two things. There's the basic default of what's right and what's wrong, and that's for every period of time. Mm-hmm. And then there's the dealing with political correctness and current movements and the predisposition of juries and judges and trial in the media and all of that. And a lot of these people just don't have a clue. It comes in many cases from arrogance. You got away with it all your life. You figure you always will. That's what's bringing down a lot of these guys. But there's a dangerous aspect to it all because, it takes us away from the old trial by jury and you're innocent till you're proven guilty. There's so many aspects to this that are disturbing.
Right. The innuendo, the inference now is enough to you're doomed. You are.
Jacques Hughes, I accuse you. And once you're accused of something, you're ruined.
Yeah.
So the media does love to tear down people with great reputations. Oh, those are the juiciest scandals. Tom Brokaw. Oh,
yeah. Do you think there's anything to all the stuff about Brokaw?
I don't know. How do I know if there's anything to it?
What did your gut tell you?
My gut has now gotten wise and knows that it doesn't always tell the truth. I don't know about people I don't know. I can't say because I don't know Tom Brokaw. You said you didn't like Charlie Rose. I always figured somebody said to me about Charlie Rose 5 years ago, what do you think of the guy? I said, well, I never met him, but he strikes me as kind of an intellectual and kind of a crusty guy that's into the subject matter he talks about. He didn't strike me as a womanizer or a guy like that. Look at the guy that ran for vice president, Edwards. He looked like he was a Boy Scout, and he turned into a kind of a creepoid. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like piling on. with people.
No, I don't either.
It just bothers me. You know, in the case of like Cosby, sometimes the circumstantial evidence or the he said, she said is so overwhelming that you have to be, you have to be void of common sense to say what I'm saying, that you, I don't know. You know, clearly, all right, they're probably guilty. But how the hell do I know what Tom Brokaw did years ago? And then all these women at NBC have been signing a petition supporting him, but how do they know?
Yeah, they know from their own experience.
Right.
Or lack thereof.
Right, yeah. Right. So the whole subject stinks. It's a lousy thing. And, you know, there's no ultimate right or wrong. There's an ultimate right or wrong, but there's no ultimate right or wrong just because somebody's accused. Charlie Rose, it looks like it's quite widespread in his past, because when enough credible people come out and say something, well, then you start to wonder.
Yeah, you do wonder.
And it's disturbing.
Yep. All right, Michael Harrison here. We're talking about what's going on, a special report every week to the nation on the News Talk Radio Biz, what's happening in front of your very ears, or what's happening behind the scenes, part of our fodder, 42 after the hour. You want to guarantee a smile from your mother on Mother's Day? A guaranteed smile. Mom's Day is just around the corner, and for this next week, you can use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, at Books.com. You'll love this for Bernadette, Michael. Books.com. 15% off when you enter Doug at the top of the page. Books.com is a new flower ensemble, if you will. And they are booking awesome. Books, short for a bouquet. You like that? Pretty clever, huh?
I'm trying to figure out what the heck is a book.
Awesome. Booking. Book is a bouquet. They have Books Farms.
I always thought the word bouquet was too long.
Books, yeah, exactly right. So go to Books.com, Books.com. You look at these. You'll see. I'm not kidding. You look at these flowers, and Bernadette will be thrilled to get them, as will your mom, your wife, your lover, your lady, anybody. What are you laughing at? Books. Yes, you are. Come on.
Nothing. Go on.
Books.
It's fascinating.
Books has farms located on the side of volcanoes, and because of what comes out of the ground, volcanic ash makes things grow so much better. Farms, wineries, these flower places, just the flowers are gorgeous. So, if you want your mom to be posting pictures of these flowers and bragging about you and how clever you were to find these flowers, I have a vase full of tulips that have just started to open up that I got from Books. You'll get them, you'll like them, you'll recommend them, you'll go back for more. Start with your mom, though, for Mother's Day. Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com, 15% off when you enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, at Books.com. The Peebo list now, the official list from Talkers Magazine, used in conjunction with conversations about what's going on, research done by the staff at Talkers, listening to all these stations and the hosts around the country. They've declared at number 10 Michelle Wolf to be the holder of that position from her presentation at the Correspondents' Dinner in Washington last week. Tom Brokaw for, I guess, obvious reasons, number 9. Harold Bornstein, number 8. Not so obvious what's going on with him. Kanye West, number 7. Charlie Rose, the number 6 position, belongs to him. On the people list, in terms of how much talk is about them, number 5 is the old fossil Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 3, Rudy Giuliani. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1 again, pretty much the usual case, President Trump. So that's the list. Thank you much for paying attention here to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing?
Oh,
my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
finally sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in this country. It's important to know the warning signs.
Well, the important symptoms to consider include sudden onset of weakness, face, arm, or leg, sudden numbness, meaning difficulty feeling, face, arm, or leg, sudden difficulty speaking, sudden difficulty understanding others, sudden difficulty seeing, sudden difficulty walking, or a sudden unexpected severe headache unlike anything you've ever had before.
If symptoms of stroke arise, Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Robert Brown Jr. says seek medical treatment immediately.
Well, when it comes to the brain tissue, every minute counts when the blood flow is not going to the brain cells.
Remembering the stroke acronym FAST, face, arm, speech, time, will help you know the warning signs and remind you to act quickly. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The overview of stories, subject matter, if you will, courtesy of the chart makers at Talkers Magazine. Top 10 stories start with the action that is a focus on sports talk radio programs. At number 9, Southwest Airlines and window incidents, and talking about safety in planes and the plane that went down. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the plane that went down, that was an Air National Guard plane. That was its last flight. The plane was scheduled to be decommissioned. So what about older planes? Number 7, Kanye West. Is he a jackass or not? Charlie Rose, I suppose we can ask the same question about him. He's number 6 this week on the story list. Number 5, the talks between the North and the South Koreans and where to have the summit with President Trump. Okay, number 4, border security, Stormy Daniels, and that case number 3, Iranians and their yingy big biggie at number 2, and Donald Trump and the Russia investigation with Mueller continuing. That's number 1 this week. All right, 46 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown. The situation with the caravan and the asylum seekers. What have you gotten out of listening to some of these conversations, if anything? I listen to this stuff, and it looks to me like these people, it sort of reminds me of the Michelle Wolf conversation we had about a half hour ago. They're just looking for attention, way to make noise, to get their point across. There's the lead woman who's supposed to have a baby as she crosses the border. Come on. How much of this theater happens before we were worn out on that? And as I mean, you look at all of these things, you wonder which of these has a danger of running afoul of the purpose of putting these stories out there, that is to get attention, Michael.
Well, I mean, the whole caravan was presented as this, you know, frightening, ominous march of, you know, the invasion of the red ants.
Yeah. Like, they remember the scene in the Walt Disney movie with the, what was that, Fantasia? Yeah, Fantasia, when the brooms are coming after.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's scared.
Look, I would much prefer that people enter this country seeking asylum and stopping at the border and putting themselves through the process than people climbing over fences and, you know, coming in the back of 110-degree trucks holding 30 people or, you know, illegally. So I just think much too much was made about this caravan story. I think that we have to deal with the immigration issue more objectively and not look for incidents or examples to scare people. I think we have to look at this very carefully because a lot of our heritage, a lot of what America is about is on the line. Mm-hmm. And, I think we have to have a strong immigration policy like any nation does with strong, secured borders. And the rule of law has to be followed. But I don't like playing to fear. And as you say here, hyperbole, drama, and broad strokes, you know, smearing of people. Nah, it's no good.
Nah, it doesn't do anything to fix the problems, and that's what we're trying to figure out. Big story from New Jersey this week. People are pooping all over the athletic field at a high school in New Jersey. So that's big news.
And I hadn't heard about that story.
The pooping on the athletic field. Yeah.
What, was it a protest or did they just have to poop?
I believe it's a protest of school policies. And so I'm just trying to wonder how they do it and nobody sees them doing it and they don't get caught. I was thinking.
I'll give you the info. It's a superintendent of one of the schools was doing it before school hours on the field of an opposing school.
The superintendent
of one of the districts was doing it at a school in another district. So,
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What a great,
not kidding
what
you.
A great
what
role
a great
model.
Story, though. Yeah.
What a great.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm dumbfounded.
I am. Well, I kind of am. I suppose
my verbal processes are constipated.
And mine are diarrhea-ized. So we perhaps ought to take at 10 before the hour. This is, yes it is, folks, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, for those of you who are devotees of the format and want to know what's going on, Michael Harrison and Talkers Magazine presents the annual, I remember you once called it a conflab. It's a gathering of talk radio people, hosts, management, that sort of thing in New York City on the 8th of June. It's a Friday. Lots of people will be there to talk about talk. And you've been doing this now for so long. How do you find the inspiration to do things differently every year in order to keep people stimulated? Because that's what we're about. And it is hard to keep people stimulated. You can see that in the way some of this stuff on talk radio, certain talk radio programs of those, is repetitive. It's the same stuff over and over and over again, and people are, I think, burning out on that. And so you've got a real challenge here to get people to an industry gathering who are going to come because they think they're going to learn something new, right? That's why they get
here. Well, there's always new stuff to learn. The technology is changing, and the situations and the challenges are changing, and the people come and go. When I started this conference 21 years ago, I figured if it, at best it would last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the life of a conference. 5 to 10 years is a successful one. This one is going into its 21st annual installment. And each one of them has been a sellout, and each one of them has been made news, and each one of them is kind of good. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of keeping it fresh and having the right amount of sameness and the right amount of new innovation. And it's kind of a cool event. I'm not plugging it here because it will be sold out and it's not open to the public. It's for people in the business. But after it's all over, there'll be a lot to read about it on talkers.com and some videos. But it's just a matter of... well, actually, what inspires me to do it is the fact that the people want it. It's not fun.
To say the least.
You know, it's not fun. But it has a loyal following that people demand it in the industry. And so it's kind of a service to the industry at this point. And I do it every year. I always say this might be the last one, and people laugh at me. Like, I just say that, you know, as if this thing is just a given. But it's not. It's each one is an individual production. But I'm kind of proud of it. And I think it'll go as long as we keep it vital and as long as there's a talk radio culture. It's as much about the community of people in this industry as it is about the actual business. And but when you look back at the history of the modern era of talk radio that we've covered now for 28 years in Talkers Magazine, and that I've personally been involved in since 1975 as a participant, there have been a lot of big names and a lot of big stories that have come and gone. It is an evolving scene. I mean, people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, people like you have been around a long time, but there are people that were giants of the business that I bet a lot of listeners now wouldn't even have heard of. People like Bruce Williams, people like Sally Jesse Raphael, people like Michael Jackson out in California. I want to mention certain people. You know, Gene Burns, Jerry Williams, Barry Gray. These are names that were
Barry
giants.
Barry Farber's
still on the air. He's in his 80s, and he's still very, very bright and purposeful.
I'll still be on the air when I'm in my 80s. Yeah. And you too. We'll keep doing
that. I don't know.
Yeah. Keep going. What the heck? So we've sort of gone back a little bit. Let's move ahead. Who do you think is out there now? I was thinking, as Rudy Giuliani became prominent again, I've only been around him once. I don't know how often you've been around him, but I wondered how he would do. As we look at the landscape, how would Rudy Giuliani do as a radio talk person?
I don't know. I don't think
because we always are looking at these management people.
I don't think politicians make. I don't think politicians make good talk show hosts.
Do good talk show hosts make politicians?
Talk show hosts make better politicians than politicians make talk show hosts, because talk show hosts are able to think on their feet. Talk show hosts know how to analyze and dissect the issues, and they know how to communicate on many levels. An example of a talk show host who's gone on to be a very successful politician is Mike Pence. But we're coming to the end of the show. Maybe we should talk about that next week.
Well, I just think it's an interesting, you look around at the landscape and you wonder, okay, who among all these people would make the next good talk host? Because we're always looking for the next good one. That's part of the convention. Looking around at new people, what do they have to say? Where are they coming from? How can we help promote them? You know, that kind of stuff. So
absolutely, and that keeps the industry alive.
You're right. Michael Harrison keeps the industry alive. The industry is the news talk radio business, and we make it our focus each week here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.